More reflections on why we need a specific place for study. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for coming back to join me again on Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 46. In last week's episode, that's number 45, we looked at why it's important to have a specific place for our study. And thank you especially to Johan, who found the episode helpful and posted his response on the YouTube channel. Please do post your thoughts there too. This week, rather than start a new topic, I thought I'd like to give a personal report on my progress and offer some more ideas. I've had a good week of study. I've enjoyed digging into Acts chapters 7 and 8. They were preaching through the book of Acts in the Watford Church of Christ and trying to get ahead with my Bible study, really get under the skin of those chapters and get them into my own life and heart. And it's been enlightening and inspiring to study them, and I've had a good week with that. And the commitments I made last week made a difference. Let's do a quick check on each one of those. So the three that I made last week were these. Number one was to put my mobile phone, my smartphone, out of sight. I kept to this commitment by leaving the phone in my pocket or putting it on to charge behind me where I couldn't actually see it. The second commitment was to wear my noise-cancelling headphones. And I do love those headphones, but I haven't always been using them. But it does help me to wear those. I can hear much less of what's going on in the world around me. And they did help to narrow my focus. The third commitment I make was to clear my desk, to have nothing on my desk that had anything to do with anything other than my Bible study. So I did that. I removed various other books and papers and things, and that helped keep the visual distractions low. So those three things were all helpful. My focus did improve. I had a much better week of study. It's interesting, though, however, that I learned some more areas of distraction. I noticed some that I hadn't observed before. Eliminating some issues revealed others. So here are this week's observations and some new commitments. So firstly, going back to the headphones, I did love using them, but I also found that pairing them via Bluetooth with the computer didn't always work well. Sometimes it took up to, I don't know, let's say 2 minutes to pair them, which was very frustrating. I wanted to get on with my Bible study, and even after I had paired them, I was a bit frustrated and not in the best mood for my study. That was one thing. And the other was that I had some instances of skipping where the music skipped and the connection wasn't an ongoing success. And that skipping of the music was a bit distracting. So this week, I still need to use these headphones because they're great. But this week, what I'm going to do is I'll attach them using a cable if it takes longer than a few seconds to pair them. I won't persevere with trying to pair them Bluetooth-wise. I'll just use a cable. That's fine. Or if I get more skipping, rather than endure it, I will use the cable instead, and I'm sure that will sort that out. So that's the number one thing there with headphones. Number two, the door. The door to my room, the room in which I do my study, even with the headphones on, I did still notice other sounds in the house, people walking around, stuff going on. So this week I'm going to close the door to the room in which I do my study. I think that will help and make a difference. Thirdly, reflections. The computer screen on my desk faces some windows, and it's very bright in the mornings at the moment. And so I've got reflections. When people walk past me behind my back on the street, I see their movement reflected in my computer screen where my Bible study is being done. And I found myself being distracted. Sometimes I even looked round. Which neighbour was that? Were they walking their dog? So that wasn't particularly helpful. So this week, I'm going to close the curtains behind me while I do my study, and that should cut that out. Fourthly and lastly, software. Now, I got caught out. On one occasion this last week, I thought it wouldn't do any harm to run a program called Clean My Mac while I was doing my Bible study. How wrong I was. Even though the program runs silently and it doesn't affect the computer's performance, just knowing it was open and running distracted my mind from time to time. So this week, I will close any software unnecessary to my study. So four things this week: the headphones, connecting them via a wire, closing the door, pulling the curtains closed behind me to cut down reflections on my computer screen, and not running any other software other than what I need for my study. So what I'm looking for ultimately is what they call flow. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it's the state in which my mind, all of who I am, is fully engaged in what I'm doing to the point where I don't notice anything else around me. And I want to put these things in place, these commitments I'm making, so that helps me to get into this state of flow. And that's how I see my study being of the most benefit to me spiritually in every way. I've put a link to a TED talk about flow on the show in the show notes, and a link to the classic text, a book on flow, which you might find interesting. So have you put any of my ideas into practice, or do you have some of your own that you would like to share that helps you to get into a state of flow when you study? What does help you? What gets in the way? What do you do about it? I'd love to know. So please leave a comment here so that we can all learn from one another. We learn best when we learn in community. And if you'd like some coaching, some personal coaching in any of the spiritual disciplines, you can find me by going to coach.me or clicking the button on my blog on my website, malcolmcox.org. And if I can, I would love to help you with those. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of fulfilling quiet times, and especially that you find yourself able to get into that state of flow with your study. Take care and God bless.